Wheat harvest continues to move north in South Dakota, with winter wheat mostly complete and spring wheat underway. In northeast South Dakota, spring wheat harvest started earlier than normal and is close to wrapping up for some. Leo Riffenberger with Lebolt Farmers Grain reports yields are ranging from the mid-50s to 80 bushels an acre in his region, and quality is excellent.
I would say for the most part, it's probably averaging 14 and a half. We've had that up to 17 on the proteins. No vomitoxin, no problems whatsoever with the wheat. So it started out nice. Obviously, before the rains, if it was ready, it's just got that dark chocolate brown. It is just gorgeous wheat.
Travis Antonsen with AgTegra Cooperatives echoes this comment as spring wheat harvest begins in earnest in north-central regions. Across AgTegra's trade area, Antonsen reports proteins are averaging 13% through 15.5. Test weights and moisture content are good, and yields are running 60 bushels an acre plus.
After the last couple of years, it's kind of nice to see a really good, high-quality wheat crop to handle and merchandise and get to the mills.
South Dakota Ag Statistics reports acres of winter wheat are down about 25% this year due to last fall's wet conditions, but spring wheat acreage is roughly 35% higher than last year. Antonsen agrees.
A lot of guys wanting to get wheat back in the rotation that couldn't get winter wheat in. So we've actually seen a larger percentage of spring wheat acres in that southern trade territory where along I-90, Kennebec area that typically wouldn't see as much spring wheat. And then as you go north, north central part of the state had more spring wheat acres as well, as corn economics didn't look the greatest this spring and guys wanted to change it up a little bit.
For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.